R.E.M. released their first EP, which was called Chronic Town, on this day in 1982. Got big after that. And one of the songs that you know is It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I Feel Fine. Leonard Bernstein! That's the only two words you know from the song. They actually recorded that song and didn't know what they were going to do with it. It was on the album Document in 1987. And made it to number 69 on the Billboard Hot 100. It doesn't sound like it was easy because, you know, it was fast and there's a lot of words. Here's Peter Buck on how difficult it was for Michael Stipe to sing it.
His part was hard. It wasn't that hard to do. Getting it right was hard because we didn't really know what we wanted to do arrangement-wise. It's kind of an odd little song. Constructed in a kind of weird way. I mean, it changes keys and there's passing chords that are kind of weird, but it rocks. The subtleties are a little bit easier to do with slower things. We had no idea what we were doing. We just did it and it was done.
It was happening and it was big and then it wasn't happening and it's not big anymore. Friday... You heard it here also. Pink Floyd announced their 1989 concert film, A Delicate Sound of Thunder, would be shown in theaters around the world October 15th. First released on video in 89, filmed at the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island and also France during the Momentary Lapse of Reason tour. Nominated for a Grammy for Best Long Form Music Video. DVD and Blu-ray versions came out 30 years later last year. And this would be the first time it was going to be shown in theaters on the big screen. And it's not happening. They just postponed it. Now, probably because of the pandemic, but didn't they know there was one going on before they announced it on Friday? Didn't they, you know, listen to the news? Didn't they hear the reports? Did they not know it was happening? But anyway, the movie, not happening now. Postponed. To be determined.